It's Wednesday and time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week we feature Eagle Vision. The Lansing-based nonprofit offers workforce development programs and other services. And here to tell us more about Eagle Vision is the agency's founder and director, Dr. LeClaire Bocknight. Nice to meet you.
Good morning.
And Dan Jensen, who participates in Eagle Vision's eVet program. Welcome, Dan.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at Eagle Vision.
We are basically a workforce development agency. That's what we've done for approximately 10 years. We provide jobs for people, especially people that have barriers to employment.
Okay. And Dan, you're a veteran then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You work with a lot of veterans?
Yes, we love working with veterans, yes. Okay. To help them find jobs. Unfortunately, the unemployment rate is actually fairly high among veterans.
And what have the last 10 years been like as you've watched Eagle Vision kind of take off here?
Well, we have obviously increased the number of people that we're able to serve, but Michigan's unemployment rate has dropped actually quite a bit. We used to be number one in the nation. We're no longer. So that affects the funding that we get from the federal and state agencies. So we're
seeing, that's gone down.
Yes, so the amount of funding. But employment has definitely gone up, and we've been very successful at finding employment.
That's encouraging. Mm-hmm. You've started a couple of businesses to employ ex-offenders. Tell us about those.
Well, in order to provide jobs, sometimes people just need transitional employment. It's easier to get a job when you have one. And so we decided to start some businesses to work with people that were ex-offenders or that had disabilities. And so we've started small micro-enterprises, and they've been very successful in enabling people that would otherwise have great difficulty securing employment and then moving on to other employment.
Dan Jensen, you are participating in Eagle Vision's eVet program. Tell us how that's gone and what the organization does for you.
Well, to give you the background of it started, you know, I found myself after being in the residential building business unemployed. And through different veterans groups, I heard about Eagle Vision, and through Michigan Works. So I went over and paid them a visit. And they opened up the doors to me. They gave me a place to go where I could look for work, where they have a beautiful computer room there that's open for the veterans to use. I was able to do resumes and things like that. They have career counselors there that will help you teach you how to do proper interviews at jobs. And it's just, they give you a positive place to go. You don't sit on your couch worrying about a job. They give you some place to go where there's functional things that you can do to help increase your chances of getting a job. And through that, I became very well employed. I've had a job now since January, and I'm doing quite well.
How many people do you serve again altogether, LeClaire?
Probably about 600 people would be totally in our program. And I just wanted to add that Dan took part in an IBM-sponsored computer class. IBM donates time and materials and computers to us. And he completed a Microsoft course, and that helped him secure his employment. We also offered on-the-job training grants to employers, incentive to employers to cover their training expenses.
Sounds like you are getting a lot done for an awful lot of people. I'm really impressed. What motivated you to start Eagle Vision?
Well, the word Eagle Vision is chosen because we believe in having a big vision, as eagles do. And so we also believe in serving. We call ourselves ministries, which means we serve people. And so we just enjoy serving people. And so that's what it's all about. And now we see that we're going to move into a slightly different direction of doing more community, more up-close and personal community activities.
Dan, have you connected with a lot of other people being served by Eagle Vision?
Absolutely.
What's that been like?
It's a good experience. Like I said, the positive side of all this is the fact that they're there to help you so much, and especially with the veterans. Having been a veteran, but having been out of the service now for quite a few years, had gotten away from the needs of what my fellow veterans need. You know, the lack of them not, same with me, being ignorant, not knowing where to go and what to do when they found themselves in situations. So Eagle Vision really, really opens your eyes. And when it comes to the veterans, they give them a real, like I said, I can't say enough about this organization and how positive it is to be there. and the help that they give the individual on an individual basis. I mean, you don't go in there and just, it's not like some other organizations where you just kind of get shuffled around. They take a personal interest in you personally, and they take the time to walk you through and teach you the skills and the things you need to find the opportunities out there that you need for employment and just social.
What were some of the barriers you faced?
Probably one was my age and the fact that I had a very limited work skill, having been in nothing but residential building for over 20 years. So, I just found myself, you know, knocking on doors there. And when the housing industry dried up in this state, it dried up bad.
Yeah.
So that was a big one.
There's been a rebound. Has that impacted you as well?
Well, in a way, because now I'm in commercial building.
Okay.
I work for a company that we do commercial, what we do are doors and openings and frames and, you know, for like hospitals and schools and industrial buildings. And the Lansing's picking up.
LeClaire, you mentioned the funding cutbacks that you're enduring. What percentage of your funding have you lost?
Well, probably on October 1st, we'll be less than 50%. We'll have more than 50% cutbacks in our funding. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars that we're going to get people trained. We even train like nurses. We help nurses go to school and so on and so forth. That's a major impact.
Is that sequestration?
It's part of it, but it doesn't look like things are going to change. We don't see much hope for the future. Even our veterans funding is being cut.
How big a staff do you have?
I have about 13 regular employees full-time, and then I have about another 12 that are part of my micro-enterprises.
You rely on volunteers a lot?
We could always use volunteers.
Okay. How many do you have?
Right now, we don't have that many volunteers. We have interns, but not a lot of volunteers. Our work is fairly specific, and so it's not some of we're looking for people with certain skills. I could, you know, like, for instance, IT skills and things like that.
What's next? I hear you have a vision to open a dream center.
What would that be like? Thank you. A dream center is a very involved community center. And the cornerstone of most dream centers, there are several in this country, is Adopt a Block. And they actually began to go around to different blocks and serve the community. Do you need your lawn mowed? Do you need repairs done? And my micro enterprises can help do that.
Tell us a little bit more about the small businesses you started. I understand you got in the ice cream business and the car detailing.
That's right. That
sounds very cool.
It's fun. I love the ice cream, especially this week. Everybody's screaming for ice cream. Then we do detailing, and this is just providing employment opportunities for people to practice, you know, coming to work, chain of command, and so on and so forth. And the one that we're having fun with right now is called Dreamland, EVM Dreamland, and we do lawn care. Actually, we have a contract with the county land bank, so we do lawn care and snow removal in the wintertime. Then the other one we have is called Dream Cleaning, and the latest one, I think I'm blocking out on the name for that one, but it has to do with construction, is Dream Builders, that's it. And that one would go out into the communities, the different blocks, and provide rehab activities for the people there that need them.
Oh, interesting.
It's so fun.
How many of those companies do you have altogether?
Five.
You're a tycoon. That's fantastic. And Dan Jensen, have you functioned, I'm curious if you've recruited anybody, you know.
Every chance I get.
And you've actually have you brought people into the fold of Eagle Vision?
Yes, I have. Okay. I especially, going back to the veterans and their needs. So I've talked to several, and when I find that, you know, they're kind of down and out and need a place and need some encouragement, I try to steer them to the Eagle Vision because the help is there.
If people want to access Eagle Vision services, then LeClaire, how do they do it?
They should call my headquarters, 517-574-5643.
Okay. Dan, did you grow up in mid-Michigan?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And tell us about your service.
I joined in 1977 at 23 years old. I joined kind of late because the car industry bottomed out back then. So, yeah, I spent 4 years in Savannah, Georgia. I spent 2 years with the Rangers, and then 2 years I went into Cobra helicopter repair, and from there I went to Germany for 3 years.
How about that?
And which was great because I had become a bit of a ski bum and a downhill skier, so I skied in places in Europe people dream of skiing. But at one time I was going to do 20 years, but same thing. The things kind of changed for me, and my life changed.
Yeah.
So 1984, I got out of the service and went to Alaska for a few years and then came back to Michigan.
Okay. LeClaire, how might society at large better assist ex-offenders? You spend quite a bit of time with that population.
Mentoring is, I think, number one. They need mentoring.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think that would be number one on my list.
Okay, very good. Well, we want to thank both of you for joining us here today. Dr. LeClaire Bauknight is founder and director of Eagle Vision, which is a nonprofit agency that focuses on workforce development. And we also thank Dan Jensen, who participates in Eagle Vision's eVet program. Thanks to both of you, and good luck.
Thank you.
Current State could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work. We just need to find out about them. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.